We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's up? What is it? When is it? Monday, right? Monday, 5:30. 5:30 to 10. I start with Larry Legend. Can't wait. If you don't like it, too bad. Buy in, man. Buy in. We're all in. Monday, 5:35 a.m. Me and Larry Legend. Let's go. What are we going to do? A lot. Together, as a team. Making a difference. Making news. Raising hell. Doing the right thing. Monday. You in? Let's go. 5:35 a.m. to 10 a.m. Let's make it happen. Got a problem with it? I want to hear about it. 866-391-1020. Give me a call. Monday, 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. You want to whine and complain? Give me a call. We'll fix you. 866-391-1020. All right? All right. Meantime, the governor was on with Larry. Should be interesting to see what happens. When do they do the... is it every other week, Rob? Rob's not in there. It's my phone. I think the governor, Raz, the governor every other week? Is he? I hope he's cool with me doing this with Larry. I am not picking on the governor. But his people have not had interest in booking him on my show for over 2 years. I'm not saying he doesn't like me. I'm not saying he's afraid of me. I'm just saying he will not come on my show for over 2 years. Let's see what happens. We are doing this. He does his thing. We do our thing, but we got to do it better together. Marty Griffin, Larry Legend. Woo! All right. Two issues. Let's start with this. Play that sound with Larry talking to the governor. I want you to hear this, then I want you folks to jump in. Listen, go ahead.
What it's about is giving you $2,000. The status of your proposal to send $2,000 payments to most Pennsylvanians?
Yeah, I'm sorry that didn't make the budget, so I've resurfaced it, and there's actually a bill in the House and a bill in the Senate, a companion bill in the Senate. David Deloso in the House, Senator Tina Tartaglione in the Senate. And they're going to reintroduce it's called the Pennsylvania Opportunities Fund. And it's for any household making $80,000 or less a year, be administered by the Treasury, and people will get up to $2,000. And I think, you know, people need this right now with everything that's going on, and the Commonwealth has the capacity to actually help out.
So, all right. So the governor wants to do that. $2,000, no strings attached. Why? No, and I want to know what you want to know. Why? Why? Here's my deal. No one gets a nickel unless you work. What do you mean? So you take a new job, and 3 months into the new job, you get the $2,000 from the governor. It's not his money anyway. So you don't get paid to watch SpongeBob. Period. You don't get paid to sit around waiting for The Price is Right. You don't get paid to do nothing anymore. If you take a job and you prove it to us, and that's how unemployment works, we give you a $2,000 bonus 3 months in. What do you say? 866-391-1020. I'm serious. I want to know right now. Do you want the money now or do you want incentive? I am so tired of going to a business. I'll give you a couple examples. I was at Totten's, a diner, on Saturday. Jim Totten, my man, doesn't have any employees. Does not have employees. Closed on Tuesdays. No more dinners. And an employee roster of C students at best. His words, not mine. Joe Tambellini, one of the best restaurants in the country. Joe says, I think I'm going to close the second floor. I think I'm going to shut down the schedule. And I'm at the point where I'm thinking about quitting altogether. Why? No employees. I was at lunch with a couple of big shots at a big, big construction company. You know what they said? No one wants to work. So, I don't give you $2,000 unless you work. How about that plan? So you get a job, I give you $2,000 3 months in as a bonus. 866-391-1020. Or do you want the money now? 866-391-1020. Plan B. Biden wants to give people $10,000. Student loan stuff. I say, with a caveat, I'm not just giving you $10,000 to take off your student loan debt. Unless you commit to government service. Unless you commit to volunteering. In other words, we don't give you a nickel to erase your student loan debt. We don't give you $2,000 so you can sit on the couch. You have to make a contribution. 866-391-20. You tell me. Am I being unfair? You want the money for watching SpongeBob. I figured. 866-391-20. Here's my deal. So the governor, play it again real quick, bro. Real quick. My kids are saying bro so much I'm caught in that ridiculous habit. I'm going to have a Jagoff jar here on the desk as we get rolling with Larry. When I say Jagoff, I'm going to put money into it for charity. All right. So the governor with Larry a few minutes ago, listen.
What is the status of your proposal to send $2,000 payments to most Pennsylvanians?
Yeah, I'm sorry that didn't make the budget, so I've resurfaced it, and there's actually a bill in the House and a bill in the Senate, a companion bill in the Senate. David DeLosso in the House, Senator Tina Tartaglione in the Senate, and they're going to reintroduce it. It's called the Pennsylvania Opportunities Fund, and it's for any household making $80,000 or less a year. Be administered by the Treasury, and people will get up to $2,000. And I think, you know, people need this right now with everything that's going on, and the Commonwealth has the capacity to actually help out.
That's enough. It's not his money. He acts like he's Santa Claus, man. It's not your money, dude. I'll say dude instead of bro. It's not. And all you're doing is telling Lazy Bones, it won't work at Totens. It won't work at Tambellini. It won't work for the biggest contractor in the area. It won't work for Kmart, Walmart, Target, any car dealerships that are desperate, any roofers, landscapers, you name it. They don't want to work. You don't get a nickel until you get a gig. When you get a gig, I reward you. How about that? One more thing. Biden wants to give folks a $10,000 break on their college loans. Again, you don't get a nickel unless you sign up for community service. You don't get a nickel unless you sign up to volunteer. You don't get a nickel unless you make a difference. And no one gets a nickel until you change the rules. You gave people $1 trillion in free money with no background checks, no credit history, and you let this happen. Big government. Now you have kids, my nephew, with $450,000 in student debt, my nephew, and no way of ever paying it back, my nephew. My friend Joanne, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you're back. Let me turn this down. You know, when I heard Rob yesterday, I said, "Oh, is Marty coming back?"
Yeah.
Is your wife going to be on Wednesday? Is that changed?
No, ma'am, we're going to do that. All right, I need your opinion on two things. Should I give folks $2,000, the governor, from the governor, with no incentive? They just sit on the couch and wait for the check.
Absolutely not. They should not get anything. But the last thing I do want to say,
yes, ma'am.
You are absolutely right. Marty, when I heard that new person come in and say what a nice office Marty had out of all of the offices there, I knew something was going to change down there. I'm telling you, I knew. I tried to tell you before.
Are you going to listen? Are you going to listen in the morning?
You know, when I'm home, I mean, right. I work too.
All right. I love her. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Marty. You're not being unfair at all. I would actually take it a step further, make it 6 months employment before you get the free handout.
Nice. Nice. Incentivize folks. Don't give them more money to sit on the couch. Right, Mike? You don't get paid until you get a job. Period. You don't get debt relief from college loans until you commit to community service or volunteering. Period. And until they change the rules of giving out that college money. Period. I don't incentivize you to sit at home. Period. Marianne, go ahead.
A few years ago, Marty, I was on a cruise in the Caribbean area, and I used to like to talk to the people who live there about their lives, and I asked about how do they help people who need help, and what they had a program. 5 years, you receive so much money, you have to be available for work.
Nice.
For wherever you live.
Nice.
And the money goes down every year till the fifth year. If you don't have a job by then, they're done with you.
Wow.
So this is in third world little nations where the children all wear beautiful uniforms. It's amazing.
So I'm on uniforms. So we don't give you a nickel unless you work 5 years to prove yourself.
They give you 5 years of help, and it goes down till that fifth year. But after the fifth year, if you're not on your own, they're done with you.
Bye-bye. Great call. Great point. Tremendous, tremendous idea. At the end of the day, most of us are inclined to be mushrooms or tofu. Remote control, pizza on our lap, sit there, wait for the mold to grow under our armpits. At the end of the day, the governor should not give anyone a nickel. Unless they get a job, they get rewarded once they get the job. How about that? What do you think about that? Send me the money, man. I'll take 2 G's, please. Play one more time, brother, please. It's the governor and Larry Legend this morning. Listen. About $2,000. They want to give everyone $2,000. Well, $80,000 and under.
What is the status of your proposal to send $2,000 payments to most Pennsylvanians?
Yeah, I'm sorry that didn't make the budget, so I've resurfaced it. And there's actually a bill in the House and a bill in the Senate, a companion bill in the Senate. David Deloso in the House, Senator Tina Tartaglione in the Senate, and they're going to reintroduce it's called the Pennsylvania Opportunities Fund, and it's for any household making $80,000 or less a year, be administered by the Treasury, and people will get up.
All right, that's enough.
$2,000.
That's enough. There you go. I ain't hating. Everybody needs $2,000. And $80,000 just doesn't cut it these days. I get it. But if you're at home and you don't have a gig, I ain't giving you $2,000. You got to work for it. And I give it to you as a bonus 3 months in when you get the gig. How about that? How about that? One of my boys, Jeff Cohen, joins me live. Very successful businessman. Jeff, do I just send people checks for $2,000, sir? Just do it out of the blue.
No way. Can't do it. It's just, there's no incentive, Marty. I mean, I'm trying to hire people at the deli, and here's the best part. You call them in the morning, they're sleeping. You kind of feel bad. You wake them up.
Wait. Honestly, you're calling them to show up for the interview. You want them at the interview, and they haven't showed up.
Yeah. Or you call them and say, like, at 10:30, and you can tell you're waking them up. Like, wow. And then they tell you they're coming, and they don't show up, and they don't call, and... I mean, if he wants to help people with this inflation, I'm not against it, but I'm with you. You got to have some kind of job. You got to be going to work. You can't just sit home and get the money. It's just not working. I mean, the whole And this whole COVID thing has changed the entire landscape of everything.
Spot on.
And it's not even
spot
close
on.
To being back.
Spot on.
It is. I mean, now people just don't work.
That's right.
And it's now if now how about the people that pay for their college and paid that money back already? I mean,
right.
I mean, you don't mind helping people.
I don't mind helping
people. But what's you always help people. No one helps you. I mean, any more than you do. But there has to be some kind of rules and regulations where people are going to get help.
Thanks. Spot on. I got to grab Jake. Jake the Snake, good morning. Cranberry.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania opportunities, they're up here in Cranberry because we went into the Five Guys and Fries the other day.
Right.
$21 an hour on the door.
Whoa.
$21 an hour, get a job here.
Whoa.
The Target up the street on 228, $20 an hour. What do you... I think not only is it, give money to people so they can watch SpongeBob, I think it's, hey, can you please vote for Fetterman? Because he's dropping in the polls, and we get 3 months to an election. You're going to give free money out that we don't have.
Great call. I'm with them. I completely agree with them. Man, that's a lot of money. 21 an hour. Wow. That's beautiful. $21 an hour. Wow. That's a lot of money, man. I'm not kidding you. I did not make $21 an hour in television until I was in my third job, Oklahoma City. How about that? Dwayne, go ahead, man.
Hey, Marty, this whole student loan forgiveness, I'll tell you what would stop this in the tracks. Tell all these college and universities that have these endowments they're sitting on that they need to distribute that endowment money to those folks who are looking for student loan forgiveness and not the government. You'd watch. Those universities would stop right in their tracks and say, no more. We want the government to distribute it. But make, like, the University of Chicago has an $80 billion endowment. Make them pay out that money to those kids that need the help.
Great idea. It's brilliant. You pay the endowment, you pay off the student loans, and we'll make the decision from there. Man, $21 an hour, how much is that a year? $21 an hour is how much a year? I'm figuring it out. $21 an hour is how much a year? Is how much a year? It's got to be in the 40s, right? Right? And that's to work at 41,000. Five Guys. My friend George, good morning.
Marty, what's up? You know, it doesn't surprise me that you're against this. And I thought of you this morning when the governor was on.
I didn't say I was against it. I said incentivize people, brother.
I understand that. Now, I'm older, Marty, but I work.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get a job all summer, and I've been promised by a couple restaurants, believe it or not.
Well, you're not looking hard enough. George is a liberal. I love him, but he's not for this. I'm not going to fight with George today. I'm not cutting him off. I love his opinion. But if he can't find a restaurant job, he's not looking hard enough. Period. God incentivize people. My boy, Jeff Cohen, nailed it. Nailed it. Waking people up at 11 in the morning. Ted, go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry?
Good morning, sir.
I'm getting better reception here. I'm going to maybe try to call you.
Here's what he says. Did he say he's 85 years old and still working? Love that man. I love that man. I bet my man would turn down. I bet he would turn down $2,000. I'm not saying hold on to the money. I'm saying incentivize me. I get a job. I get the $2,000 as a bonus. I'm saying I will cut 10 grand from your college loans when you prove to me that you're volunteering, making a difference. Go ahead, Larry.
Marty, I'll add it to something different. First thing, since this money is coming from those who are taxpayers,
that's right.
I think it should be spread out to everybody who is a taxpayer.
See, I agree.
Because we contributed to it.
I agree.
Second thing is,
I agree.
Don't give them the money. Give them the money if they are presently working, or give them the money after they've completed a year.
Exactly.
Because otherwise they'll take 3 months or 6 months and they'll bail out and they'll have the money and the state will have to figure some way to get it back.
Bingo. Bam. Incentive. Performance. Pay. Incentive. Performance. Pay. Not lay around, get money. Pay. Uh-uh. All due respect to SpongeBob. Jeff Cohen nailed it. My brother from a Smallman Street Deli and is a wholesale business. Joe Tambellini nailed it. I'll tell you what, I'll go on down the list. It's a disaster because no one wants to work. And my man Colin saying he can't find a restaurant job. You're not looking hard enough, George. Come on, man. I was born at night, but not last night. I was born on a Tuesday, but not this Tuesday. Come on. $21 an hour at Five Guys. That's insane. I'm looking to my man to the left about twice, right? Yeah. You got to incentivize people. Don't give them a nickel. Go ahead, Ted.
I'm Marty. How you doing?
Good morning, brother.
Hey, like I mentioned earlier, 85, still working. Wow. I do work part-time, though. If wow. I was 2 years younger, I'd be working two full-time jobs.
My man.
Hey, I can't believe this. I really can't. I've worked all my life. I mean, I've worked in steel mills. I worked in the gas and oil fields. I even cleaned classrooms and commodes in an elementary school. Whatever it takes, I did it.
Man, I love you. So, Ted, what do you say, brother, about giving people $2,000 to watch SpongeBob?
Hell no.
Love it. My man. It's the call of the day. My man, you might be 85, but you sound like you're 20. Amazing. Look, again, you don't get a nickel unless you get a J-O-B, period. My man Patrick nailed it. Brother Patrick says apply it towards cutting the gas tax. Bam. Rory, go ahead, Oakland.
Marty.
What's up?
If they won't give out $2,000, give it to the disabled and seniors.
Nice. Nice.
Because right now, if I was young, I wouldn't work either. They're giving you free food.
It's true.
If you got a place, a roof over your head, you're set.
He's right. No, he's right. What's the incentive? I have to twist and turn and sometimes yell at my daughters. Vince isn't old enough to work. It's just, and by the way, I was the same. And the best story I ever tell is Mark Sorreo at Oakmont Bakery. His son, Tony, is unbelievable. Pretty much runs the business now. Works 7 days a week with a smile and loves it. When Tony was 15 and Mark was waking him up to go to the bakery, Tony refused to get up. So Mark went into Tony's room and pulled the mattress off of the bed and woke Tony up that way. That was his incentive program. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, Marty. Yeah, by the way, I'm coming from a doctor's appointment, so I really do work. I work over 12 hours a day.
Wow.
But just saying, my wow. suggestion for the college credit
yeah.
would be, why don't we, since it will be taxpayer funded, why don't we just give it to the firefighters, the police officers, the teachers, all who are paid by taxpayer dollars, that are using it for their education in the field that they're in. In other words, you can't, you know, get it for something that you're not in it's to brilliant. Leave the position.
It's brilliant. See, why can't they reach out to smart folks like that? Why? They don't want to, man. The governor wants to be Santa Claus. Just give him the checks, to hell with it. And this morning you mentioned it wouldn't affect inflation. I don't care. What it affects is attitude and work ethic. I always tell my wife, when I was young, my father used to have to scream at me for me to get out of bed on Sunday morning in the dark to deliver the Post-Gazette. It's just the truth. I wasn't always a type A, work seven jobs. You know who taught me? My dad. You know how he did? My father worked four jobs and went to night school. That is beautiful. Beautiful stuff.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.